Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi everybody, this is the Cricket Badger podcast.
Each badger marks the track with its own scent.
His black legs are short but very powerful for digging. The name badger probably comes from the French word bêcher, meaning digger.
Hello everybody, welcome along, Cricket Badger podcast time, sponsored by manscaped.com, quote Badger, 20% off for all of your male grooming requirements on manscaped.com. Lucas is with me, our Aussie fan. All the England and India fans are out doing something this Saturday, but Lucas is glued to his TV. And Lucas, it's a day where I wondered late yesterday whether we'd be talking about the end of the match, but England have shown some serious fight today. Ollie Pope in particular has been, I think that's his best innings in Test match cricket. You know, after the negativity around his first innings, one from 11 balls, he looked jumpy, he looked a little bit out of sorts, but came in today, finishes the day at 148 not out. England have a lead of 126, which isn't massive, but still got 4 wickets left. If they could build that up to something 200-ish, then we've got a proper game on our hands, haven't we?
Yeah, we do. We have a game on our hands. I think England were fantastic today, mainly due to Ollie Pope. As you said, probably his best innings in his Test career. I'll probably agree with that. Ben Duckett also contributed with a 40. Zach Crawley as well. I think they completely outplayed India's spinners. But having said that, James, the pitch is actually pretty damn good for batting. Mm. This is probably unlike an Indian pitch. This is much favour of the batsman, you know. Of course, if the bowlers bowl the right areas for long enough, they'll take wickets. And if there's a new batsman in, might, you know, be hard to score runs. But it's good for Test match batting. So there should be absolutely no complaints to the pitch. Yes, we're only in day two. Could go absolutely south tomorrow. But from what we've seen so far, this pitch is very docile.
Day four.
Apart from the couple of little low bounces, which let's face it, happens on all pitches here and there. I think Ollie Pope's innings was fantastic today. He played the spin extremely well, especially to Dejra and Ashwin. And it wasn't really this buzz ball about it. It was really traditional Test batting. He picked the right balls to hit, the good balls he kept out. The really bad balls he smacked for fours, and really frustrated Ashwin in particular, and Jadeja and Patel, that probably would have, if you said to those three that England would be batting at the end of the day, they probably wouldn't believe you. So I think this for the first time this series, this was England's day by a mile.
I expected England to lose this series. I still expect England to lose this series. I would love to be proved wrong. But at least this 148 from Ollie Pope, I mean, it's been mainly him. You mentioned Folkes and Duckett and Crawley as well, who have played a bit parts in the bigger picture. But I thought Folkes batted very well. He got a very low one from Max Patel. Yes. Wasn't fortunate there. But 148 from 208 balls, 17 fours, no sixes for Ollie Pope. But I think he is a player who doesn't need the Buzzball tag. He doesn't need to be told to go out there and be aggressive and be positive and what have you, because I think that's just his natural game anyway. I think when he's maybe struggled, it's when he's tried to go a little bit too quick. Because I think, I mean, 148 off 200-odd balls, 208 balls, isn't slow by any means in Test cricket.
No, no.
And he's just played his natural game today. And I like that from him. And it showed a lot of fight. I mean, I was going to say, I expected England to lose this series, but what I wanted to see from England was a little bit of spirit, a little bit of fight, and a little bit of making India work for it. And India are going to have to work for it now. You know, they haven't just rolled over and had the tummies tickled, England, in this test. They've kind of given Rohit Sharma a little bit of head scratching to do. India know they're in a competition today. The first 2 days were very one-sided, but England have bounced back. They're still behind in the game. I still think India win this game, because I think even a chase of 200 on that pitch can be done by that Indian side. But at least Ollie Pope and co have given India something to think about.
Yeah, well, I said 4-1. I said that if England were to win that one test match, it would be the first test match. What you said is correct. You know, they haven't rolled over. We've seen in Ashes series where the Ashes are lost in 15 days, James. 15 short days.
Yeah, right.
I don't think that's this kind of series. I think England will be way more competitive. I still think they'll lose 4-1. And I'll still say they'll probably find a way to win this test. Unlikely, but I'll still stick with my 4-1 prediction. But it's the way the pitch has behaved for me that's been the most surprising. You know, like I said, only a couple of that skip low, which happens on any pitch, but it's mainly very good for batting. Once you get past the 20-30 ball mark, you can score runs on this pitch. And I think a lot of majority of players on this pitch have made starts, not just for England, but for also India as well, have made big starts by no hundreds. So Ollie Pope is probably the first one, or is the first one, that has transferred that to a big hundred. So the runs are there on this pitch. And now in the case of Ollie Pope, we know what Ollie Pope can do. This is not the first century he's made. The problem with Ollie Pope is consistency. Now, will he make this? He could make 200 tomorrow. Let's say no, he makes 200 tomorrow. No, does he make low scores the next four matches? No, that's the most important thing, the consistency. Will he make another 100 in this series, or will he just go away into oblivion pretty much like the rest of his career? He makes 100, then kind of takes a while to him to make another bunch of runs. So that's a challenge for Ollie Pope, is to build that consistency. Okay, you've made a big 100, probably a 200 tomorrow. Now let's see if you can back that up the next test, or test 3, 4, or whatnot.
You say probably a 200 tomorrow. It's possibly, I would say. I saw on the Cricketers Ask George yesterday, Hugh Turbeville was with George De Bell, and Hugh's seen Ollie Pope playing at Surrey and obviously at England as well. But he was saying that, you know, he's a nervous starter, and we've seen that all the way through Ollie Pope's career. He looks frenetic at the start of his innings. Yeah. But what Hugh was saying yesterday was that he's like that, whether he's got an unbeaten century overnight or whether he's on naught. So it'll be very interesting to see how he starts again tomorrow, because there's no guarantees with Ollie Pope that he might not just come out and scratch around and be out in 10 balls like he was in the first innings. He needs to kind of come out. I mean, it's obviously, I presume, I've never done it, but I presume it's a lot easier starting on 148 not out than it is on naught, because you've already contributed to the bigger picture. But yeah, be interesting to see how Ollie Pope does, but we will see. I mean, the India dropped him just before close of play. A lot of the England players, we talked about it in the preview, Ben Duckett was saying that he's going to use the reverse sweep almost as a defensive shot, you know, a get-out shot, and to, you know, keep the scoreboard ticking. He played the reverse sweep. Looked a little bit dodgy at times, I felt, because there was a little bit of bounce. The uneven bounce is not helpful to anybody playing a sweep shot of any kind. We saw that with Joe Root in the first innings. But Ollie Pope played it beautifully today. You know, his main scoring shot was that reverse sweep down to kind of deep point. Scored a few fours in that area, and he's used that sweep shot very, very well. I also really like that little shot he plays where he got low down on his knees to play the reverse sweep. It was a bit straighter. The bowler probably did him, and he just flicked it over the keeper for four, right behind the keeper. He's got all the shots, Ollie Pope.
Like I said, it's not his first 100. So obviously the talent's there. It's just transferring that to a more consistent basis. With the fielding of India, with that drop, I think India's fielding this test match so far has been outstanding. I don't remember a drop they've made in the slips. I think Ashwin dropped one earlier today, if I'm not mistaken, after lunch break. But apart from that, I think India in the field have been absolutely outstanding. as they normally would be in India, very good when it comes to fielding. I think as far as the total goes, I think they'd probably need 250 plus. Like I said, this pitch isn't deteriorating. Now, like I said, day four tomorrow could be a totally different story because India pitches do deteriorate extremely quickly. One session could be absolutely lights out for batting and then it could be a minefield the next. But I think this pitch is a batsman paradise more than a bowling paradise. I think England would need 250 plus just to give it a game. I think India won't lose sleep just yet, considering what they did recently in South Africa on a green top, where they just blasted 70 runs off 10 overs.
Yeah.
I think they could possibly do the same. They could just blast their way through, especially against this bowling lineup, which in South Africa was actually miles better than what we saw in South Africa. So I don't think India will lose sleep yet. When it gets past 220, 250, I think they'll start to probably get nervous. But at this point in time, it's very comfortable for India because I know their top order and the England's attack. Andrew Crowd to Jack Leach, one of their main spinners, also doesn't help. I think they can probably blast their way out of trouble.
Come on to day four in a second, because I just want to finish off with Ollie Pope, just by comparing and contrasting his first-class record with his test record. He's played 90 times in first-class cricket, which includes his tests, 6,403 runs, an average of 50.41, which in anybody's book in first-class cricket is exceptional. If you're averaging north of 50, then you are a very, very fine player. In test cricket, just over 2,000 runs, an average of 34.45 before this innings. So the kind of difference between his first-class record and his test record is marked, isn't it? And it all goes back to what you were saying about that consistency. We've all seen glimpses of Ollie Pope where he's been tremendous, often compared to Ian Bell. But we've also seen parts of Ollie Pope where he's looked a little bit like a walking wicket at times. So maybe, hopefully, fingers crossed from an England perspective and from Ollie Pope's perspective, he's making this number three spot his own. And this could be the making of him this series. Because if you can do it in India, you can pretty much do it anywhere. Badgers are furry creatures. 85% of women badgers think bad grooming is a major turn-off. 80% of women badgers think men should trim below the belt. 89% of men think good grooming is essential to their professional success. Don't just dismiss it out of hand. Get on there, manscaped.com. Check out their great range of male grooming accessories. Hygiene, appearance, attractiveness, confidence. Simply go to manscaped.com, quote the discount code BADGER. You get 20% off, you get free shipping, and you get some seriously quality equipment. Manscaped.com. Together, we save balls.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's move on to day four then. That lead of 126. Obviously a very good day from England. I think probably at the back of my mind, I don't think I've ever doubted that a Ben Stokes team has spirit and fight. And they've shown that today. But all too often that can be when it's too late in a game. They've given themselves a glimmer today in terms of that 126 lead. And if they can use the last four wickets wisely, if even Rian Ahmed can hit some runs. And obviously we saw Hartley in the first innings can hold a bat as well. So Mark Wood can even come in and hit a quick 25 or something like that. So yeah, there is hope for England of getting that lead up to 200, 250, maybe if everything goes well for them. But from an India perspective, if you're Rohit Sharma, Rahul Dravid in that India dressing room tonight, you're basically just saying, we've given them one day, you know, come back tomorrow, whip out those first four wickets. Yeah. We'll knock the runs off. We can get this done by lunch.
Well, obviously, you know, they'd prefer this match to be over now. And if, like I said before, if you asked them that India would be batting at the end of the day, they probably wouldn't believe you. With all due no disrespect to England, but, you know, we all probably predicted that it was going to be over today.
But well, I actually like said on the podcast yesterday, Lucas, that a moral victory. Mark was talking about moral victories yesterday.
Yeah.
And I said a moral victory would to be making just kind of even creep 10 runs past India and make them bat again. But they've done far more than that.
Yeah. Well, they have to break it down little milestones. What's the next milestone? Ollie Pope's 200. So if there are any chance to get that 200 lead, he needs to get 200. Mark Wood can throw a bat. We've seen that before. He can make a quick fire 30, even 40 off 20 balls. But I think the key rests with Ollie Pope. He needs that 200 because if India, you know, which quite possibly they can come out tomorrow and just roll England and then just 130, 40, that's really nothing to them, especially on a pitch that is pretty good for batting. They'll get that for lunch. Sure, Sharma and Jaisal will come out and just whip the ball to all sorts of parts of the ground. So I think a lot relies with Ollie Pope. I think he needs that first milestone, which is a double 100. Okay, and then when he gets that double 100, the lead will be around about 160, 170. Okay, let's go to 200. So that's these little milestones that they need to get mentally.
I think they'll be looking at it slightly differently, to be honest. I don't think they'll be looking at individual milestones. They'll be looking at lead at 126, right? Get to 150, get to 170, get to 190. And they'll take it in a team lead kind of way. Because if Ollie Pope goes early, then you've got Rian Ahmed and you've got Hartley to come as well. Mark Wood, you mentioned Jack Leach can hang around with anybody. So there is batting still to come for England. I'm quite pleased as well with Rian Ahmed, the way he came in at the end. He's a very confident young man, isn't he? He's obviously got heaps of potential, but I don't think he's quite there yet with his bowling. But in terms of his batting, he bats significantly higher for Leicestershire in the Championship and scored runs on a consistent basis for them. But he's 16 not out at the end of the day, two fours. But it could quite easily have been, Ben Folkes, one keeps low to Ben Folkes. Rian Ahmed's out quickly, Hartley's out quickly, and the match is almost done and dusted by close of play. But, Rian Ahmed can take a little bit of, a few plaudits out of that for seeing it through to close and being there tomorrow morning, can't he?
Well, of course. So, like you said, he bats pretty high for his county championship team. It looks like he can hold a bat. He made two good boundaries today. And as you said, England's tail is not the worst tail in world cricket. Now, they can certainly make runs, certainly can hold at one end. We know what Jack Leach is capable with that Irish test where he made that 90. So they can all run deep. They can all take this game as deep as possible.
Let me remind you of his one not out as well, which was
tremendous,
not Lucas, wasn't it?
That was kind of a blur in my head. Hence, I mentioned the Irish test. their tail runs right down to number 11 on their day, and the longer they bat, they frustrate India.
Yeah,
I think if they get that lead over 200, 250, India are gone. Okay, well, now we've had it for a day. Now it's up to 250. All right, then they'll start to panic. But at this point in time, I think they are still probably 100 to 80 to 100 runs short of really giving India a scare. But I think day four, all the signs point to India just rolling and they'll get it together and just rolling it and then win by lunch. But we said that yesterday.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen.
What it does do, Lucas, as well, just to finish off today, is the bowlers who took a bit of stick. I mean, Root came out unscathed with his 4 for 79, but the other bowlers, I mean, Mark Wood didn't really bowl too much. I don't think he did too much wrong, but we've seen Jasprit Bumrah getting quite a lot out of the surface at times, and Mark Wood's not been able to do that. I don't think it's particularly his surface, to be fair. But then you've got Rian Ahmed, you've got Hartley, you've got Jack Leach, who's on one leg by the looks of it at the moment as well, and obviously remains to be seen ahead of the second test whether he's going to be fit to play again. But it gives them a second chance, doesn't it? If England can get some kind of total on it, even if they don't win, even if India get there, it gives them a chance to maybe take a few wickets, just kind of get into a bit more rhythm and show India what they can do, that it's not just going to be a walk in the park for them during this series.
I think if in India do roll them, I think England need to bowl how they did start today. I thought today when they started bowling were fantastic, especially Joe Root. I was very disappointed with Mark Wood. For a surface like this, and I said this in the chat, I expected him to do some couple of chim music, and I never really saw. I saw one against Jadeja early in the day that really, got Jadeja in the helmet, not that I want players to be injured, really spooked Jadeja. And then they didn't really do much after that. So I hope Mark Wood in the second innings comes out and bowls that short. Now, obviously, you want to try if the ball reverses or swings, but yeah. He's only had that a little bit today.
If you're going to be using Mark Ward as a point of difference and somebody to come on a bowl short, sharp spells, then rough them up. Yeah, come in and bowl fast and actually try and, if you go for a few, you go for a few, but, at least try and give them something to kind of dance around to. But he's been a bit line and length, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, it clearly upset Jadeja because look how Jadeja batted so slow today. He never really got off the mark. So it clearly, I know the pitchers.
Just on that, I don't think, do you see his dismissal? I thought that was, there were two bits of umpiring today, which I looked at and kind of thought, is that right? There was the Jadeja dismissal where you couldn't quite work out if it was bat or pad first. Obviously, the umpire had given it out on the pitch, so the third umpire basically didn't know, so stuck with the on-field umpire.
Yeah.
And then we had two umpires' calls as the whole guy was played in terms of point of impact and in terms of whether it would hit the stumps. When there's three massive pieces of doubt in a dismissal like that, I don't think he should give it. I really don't. And then the other one was Ben Stokes, where there was a stumping. Barrett's kept really well in this this test.
He has.
And and you couldn't quite tell if Ben Stokes' foot was millimetres off the ground or whether it was just touching the ground. And the umpire didn't know and basically just kind of went, well, let's move on. But there were two instances there where the umpiring, I mean, ultimately, in terms of how they're supposed to do their job, they did the job right. It just didn't actually sit right with me. If I'd been Jadeja walking off with those runs to my name, having got out in that fashion, I'd have been a bit unhappy.
Yeah, I thought Jadeja handled that dismissal pretty well. In fact, he didn't really protest. I thought the same thing. When I saw that replay off the arrows, so I thought, oh, he's hit that.
Yeah. Well, the big spike was first, wasn't it? And usually the bat, not the pad. The pad's more of a dull thud, whereas the bat is a kind of a bit more of a sharp spike. And it looked like the sharp spike had come first, but I could understand the third umpire thinking, I'm not quite sure, so I'm just going to kind of like dance around it. But
I think
if I was the batter, I'd feel really, really done over there.
Yeah, it sounded like a safe decision. Oh, well, the umpires gave it out, we'll stay without. I think the DRS this test match has been pretty poor. Not necessarily the results, but how long it's taking technology to come up on a screen. The blurriness of the cameras has been quite surprising for me, considering India has big money and they can afford all this technology. I think the cameras have been a bit blurry, especially with that Stokes stumping dismissal, where it could have been his sprig, it could have been anything. I thought that was a little bit blurry for me.
It's really hard to tell, isn't it? When you're looking down on the floor, it's really hard to tell. If the camera was right on ground level, you'd be able to see if there's any clear air.
But of course,
From that angle, you just can't see.
But it's hard to tell. But I think the review system is, in some cases, taking too long. And I don't know why.
Well, maybe England's reviews didn't take very long. They burnt all theirs in about, what was it, eight overs or whatever. And they regretted that as well. But if you watched it,
they did,
There was a few calls, especially when Joe Root was bowling, where you thought if they had still got three referrals, they would have taken it there and they could have got a wicket, but they didn't.
And I think it scared India because there was one where they missed the review with Bumrah, where there was an LBW decision. They didn't go up. They're very hesitant to go up.
Yeah,
and I think that might have taken a part of it because England did burn the review so quickly. And we can see in India, it's I think, in my opinion, it's the hardest place to umpire in world cricket is India. And I think when you burn reviews so quickly, I think the consequences can be disastrous. And I think India were very hesitant with their reviews today.
Let's round up then. Tell me what you're going to think is going to happen tomorrow. India win?
I think India will win. I think England will probably get rolled in the probably first half an hour. They'll have a lead of 150, 160, and India will probably get that by tea tomorrow. But we've said that before, James. Anyway, we said that yesterday. That's my opinion.
Amazing how different 2 days can be sometimes. We saw Ollie Pope bat all day basically today, and then he could quite easily just rock up tomorrow and be out first ball. But we will see. But
the good thing about India, though, they have great mental strength, though. They're never out of it. So even though you might think 150, that's a tough target. They'll never be out of the game with their mentality.
I'll tell you what, though, just to finish off with, Ollie Pope, well played. A lot of people doubting him after that first innings where he did look a bit like a rabbit in the headlights. And whatever he's done between the first innings and the second innings has certainly worked because he played superbly today, got power to add tomorrow, 148 not out overnight. In my opinion, by far his best test match innings for England. given the pressure, the circumstances, the maybe the criticism that he may be aware of on social media, etc. I thought he came out there and played absolutely superbly today. So take a bow, Ollie Pope. Absolutely fantastic. Hopefully plenty more runs for you out there tomorrow, Ollie. And everybody out there, hope you have a good rest of your day. We've got a day four of the test match in Hyderabad, and we'll see you at close of play tomorrow, whoever's won it. But well played, England today. At least they've given this test match a little bit of steam.
Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.